Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. Thank you.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast, a place to gab with people rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, green companies. Join Marla Esser-Close, green home coach and author of Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices to a Better Home, and Tony Pratt, the director of builder relations at The Sound Room. Here are your hosts, Marla and Tony.
Welcome to the Green Gab. Hey, it's Marla Esser-Close, the green home coach, and I am loving these remote interviews that I am getting to do. I have so many fun people, and I always seem to know a lot of fun people. Why am I so lucky? I don't know, but I am thanking my lucky stars. So today, our guest is Carrie Klaus with Viva Green Homes. And how are you today?
I'm doing really well, actually. It's nice and warm, finally, and feeling really happy wearing my green today. So
hey, we're both. I'm kind of light green, but anyway. So I see lots of sunshine today, so that's a good thing.
It's great.
I love to start these out with how we met and how we're connected, because it's a lot of fun to kind of trace that back.
Well, I could tell them the real story, how we met, or I could tell them, you know, the rated, you know, PG version. So actually, you know, we met, you know, because, you know, just like you, there are a lot of amazing female entrepreneurs who are also working in the sustainability sector of new businesses and entrepreneurship. And I was just so fortunate a few years ago to have met and befriended, and now is a colleague and partner of mine, Allison Friedman from Rate It Green. And it was just a phenomenal experience to get to know her. She's great with networking, and she says, you all have to meet. So we met that way.
That's it.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. Well, tell us a little bit more about Viva Green Homes and what you're doing with this, because I'm just loving it.
I wish I could say I could have that 1 minute elevator pitch down pat, but it really depends on who I'm talking to. The truth is, Viva Green Homes is a very multi-layered, complicated platform, but we're really trying to simplify things for consumers. I'll give you my 2 minute pitch.
Okay.
So what I'm doing really is, I really do enjoy data, big data, and I love bringing it to people to make better decisions. And really, Viva Green Homes, the core of it is doing just that. So my background is international sustainable economic development. And I realized something really important with that is that, you know, while I love the idea of preserving rainforests and making sure Southeast Asia is developing more sustainably and natural resources aren't being plundered in different countries, you know, I realize we have a consumption problem back here at home. U.S. consumes 3 times the global average. And the problem with that is that our consumption really does have a global impact. So even though I care greatly about other countries, I realized my work had to be back here at home. So I got into the real estate industry because I really do have a great passion with homes and buildings. And I got into it with the understanding that I wasn't going to do real estate like the regular person. I was really interested in focusing in on the sustainability aspect. And that meant getting an eco-broker credential and a LEED Green Associate credential. And I went into it thinking, okay, I can help consumers understand better about buying a home and what the true costs and benefits are, and help sellers as well. But this is the big kicker. In 2007, I did my own eco renovation. And in fact, you can see a little bit behind me. And what happened was, it quite literally hit home that there was a true bigger issue at play here with respect to sustainability and real estate. It was incredibly frustrating when I found out that I had poured in approximately $50,000 more than I probably needed to include sustainable materials, more energy efficient systems, and a better advanced building techniques to be more energy efficient and more healthier home. Yeah, but there's costs associated with that. And if you don't get the return on investment, it's less likely that people continue down that path. And I realized that looking at Zillow and Trulia and other national sites, that there was no way that I was ever going to be able to market my own home with all these cool things in it on those sites. And those sites are the primary source of people getting their education about real estate. They start looking at homes way before they actually take their first step at an open house. They start looking online. What can I afford? Yep. What houses are there? What kind of things I can buy in different neighborhoods? This is a big problem. And then the deeper I got into it, I realized this was there is really a data block issue. Really loving data, loving research, I started exploring how I can really open up these data blocks. And that's what we're doing.
So that's a big issue. Yet, I think there's so many of us right now that totally agree that real estate is the key to changing how we think about our housing stock and how we think about our homes and how we get away from $129 a square foot and how we get away from three bedrooms, two baths. It looks beautiful. And then people go in and they live in a home and they're like, "Ugh, this home stinks." I mean, sometimes literally, right?
Yeah.
And I just keep finding that so many people don't know what to even ask. So they don't even know where to start. And all we know is the way we were raised and what we're told by the professionals that we're working with, which is, hey, this is beautiful. The layout's great. Mm-hmm. Your water comes out of a faucet. And it's kind of like nobody thinks past that. And I shouldn't say nobody, but not a lot, not as many as I'd like.
It's not easy to look behind the walls. It's not easy to know all the different systems. It's not easy to understand the difference between one certification and another and what you're really getting out of each. It's not easy to understand what an energy score is and how that relates to the energy efficiency of a home. I mean, these are really complicated issues, and they're going to get more and more complicated, I think, for the better in some ways, because that means we're innovating, we're bringing new technologies into our homes and into our lives. It's fantastic. But it's going to get more complicated. And the consumer, the real estate professionals out there working really hard, it's hard to keep up. So it's really up to us, you know, who want to fix these problems, to try and find a way to do it and help other professionals and consumers out there make better choices and make it as simple as possible.
So you and I are actually on two sides of the equation. As I'm working, well, you are doing some, but my primary is to inspire and educate people and get that information out to them so they know what to ask. And that's one of the primary reasons this podcast exists. And then yours is to, once they know that's what they're looking for or they happen upon it, is to give them the information so that they can then make better choices.
Right. I have a great example. I came across a study done by the U.S. Energy Information Administration in 2015. And it was really quite sad, actually, because it turned out that approximately one third of households in the United States were having problems paying for their utilities or able to keep their homes cool or heated sufficiently enough, knowing the costs involved. That's huge. One third of all the millions of homes out there, people are having problems financially keeping their homes in a comfortable state. Now, if you had the choice as a consumer, two homes in your preferred neighborhood, all the things you love, and you found out that one home would save you $150 every single month, every single year, every single decade that you live there, wouldn't you think, that's going to seriously start adding up? And that's the kind of information that can help me make my decision and make it better.
Yep. Ironically enough, that's exactly what happened to me and my husband when we were buying this house. This house has a HERS score of 57. Pretty okay for around here. I'm pretty happy with that. For people that don't know HERS, it's the Home Energy Rating
System. Yeah.
Yes, I know. And it's actually an organization that focuses on energy efficiency. Yet what I find is a lot of times when there's focus on energy efficiency, some of the other things just kind of come along with the package. So, you know, it's always a great place to start. Yet what I found is that when we compared this home with a 10-year-old built home that was not built to any standards, but was built by a high quality builder, et cetera. And I ran the numbers for what it was going to cost us that home. There was about a $20,000 difference in the homes. When I added up electricity, or all the utilities, insurance was a lot lower on this home, and then our monthly payments. It actually turned out to be less expensive for us to live in the more upfront expensive home because our monthly costs are so much lower. And so here we are.
Yeah.
So we got into our home with a warranty, but this is a story that so many people don't know. And I think getting the lenders involved and getting the real estate industry involved, that, and if it's an existing home, understand what you can do to it and how that home can be approved. There's just, oh my gosh, so many ways to think about this, right?
Yeah. One more quick story, I guess, or fact, I guess, is, you know, when I think about it, having worked in a real estate industry, one really important thing that I think a lot of home buyers don't quite understand is when you go to get pre-approved for a loan, the lenders look at how much you can afford each month, not the grand total.
Right.
It's each month. And when you look at condos, for example, this is the fascinating difference of understanding how valuable that information is of your monthly costs. Condos have condo fees associated with them monthly. Some homeowners associations do too. Lenders will factor that in. So if you're looking at a condo that has a $100 a month association fee and a condo that has a $400 a month association fee, your lender is going to say, uh-oh, they might both be $200,000, but now that one that has a $400 a month fee, you can't afford anymore.
Right.
And, or it's getting really tight or whatever. Hopefully it's not totally bad news. But what I'm trying to say is that understanding that there are many homes now being built that are so sustainable, so energy efficient that the cost per month are reduced significantly. That means you might be able to afford more home, a higher price, because each month you're paying less. And that's information that's great to pass on to your lender.
So that's a perfect place. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back to keep gabbing with Terry about all the kinds of ways you can find your dream home.
You can try and learn about voiceover all by yourself, or you can get you and your voice to school. Check out Voice Farmers Voiceover Academy today and learn how you can make money with your voice. It's all available over at voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with perpetual advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Check out the book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, to make simple changes to buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Marla Esser Close shows consumers ways to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
So we're back on the Green Gab, gabbing with Terry of Viva Green Homes today. And I am really enjoying hearing your passion about what you're doing. There's so many people out there doing so much to move this needle. And I think it is, I know it's moving. I don't think it is. And I know I look back like even 5 years and the progress we're making. And a lot of people are kind of bummed out with everything going on with the administration. And I get it, me too, on some things. But there's also some really great stuff that's just going and you're one of them. So thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more, keep going, about what Viva Green Homes does and how it helps people to engage and understand what this wonderful thing of green and sustainable homes can do for them.
One of the things that I am also passionate about is economics. Woo, it's exciting, right?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I actually really am, because
you and Tony would have a heyday.
I actually like to discuss economic theories. Okay, yes, I'm a nerd. But the thing about it is that I don't see sustainability in economics as two entities that can't be decoupled. I think in order to keep moving along a path of positive innovation and technology, we need to make sure that economics and financials are part of the equation and discussion. So I always like to, you know, I had this phenomenal American University professor that said, I think every single class started the class saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And what that meant was economics is really all about understanding the true costs and benefits of every single choice you make. And real estate is no different. And I think when you look at real estate, there is so much data about what homes encompass for the economic and the sustainability aspects, all the way from building them to how you live in them, how professionals work with them, all the products that we pour into them. These are really important decisions all the time. And what are the true costs and benefits associated with all those? I really feel like when people are renovating their homes, if they understood this information, it would make a big difference. It would make a big yes. impact in our society. And to say, hey, if I put in $50,000, I might actually get $60,000 back or $70,000 back. Yeah. These are great things to understand. I am a little bit of an economics nerd when it comes to this and talking about that.
Well, and the other thing I don't know that most people think about is maybe you pay a little bit more upfront. And by the way, you don't really have to. Study after study is showing that a green or sustainable home can be as little as 3 to 5% more than a code-built home or a traditionally built home. And what tends to rack it up is when we add all the luxury items that we want. And sometimes you might have to make a choice between a luxury item and a practical item that's going to contribute to your house performing better for you. You can't see the performance, right? You just feel it. It's always that balance yeah. between looking good and performing well. It's kind of like when you have to replace the plumbing or something. It's like, nobody sees that, but you got to have
exciting. That's exciting. Well, one of the cool things, if you go on to vividgreenhomes.com, I think that this, we've tried to figure out ways to get into the mindset of consumers. You know, not like plumbing isn't exciting, but water saving, which equals cost saving, might be actually. So what we've done is you go to vividgreenhomes.com and right there on the homepage, we have one of our many tech tools, data tools that we're using. And it allows you to actually reverse your searches by saying, you know what, I want a healthy home. What does a healthy home actually entail? Does it mean this certification and not the others? Does it mean this type of building material and not others? Or I'm really into smart homes. What does a smart home really entail? And what is the features that mean a smart home? Cost-saving homes, you know? So there's just so many different ways to view homes that you don't have to get into the boring like plumbing, but you could care about all the other cool things that are happening that really do affect your life and make you kind of excited. And that's what we're trying to do is bring that to consumers in a more easy way.
Well, and that makes so much sense because there's so many different ways to be green and energy efficient and sustainable. And I mean, energy efficient, water efficient, resource efficient, natural or recycled. Or and here's the deal, folks, is that we don't want to scare you off. This is a story of inclusion, not a story of exclusion. There is a way for everybody to be a part of this, right?
Absolutely.
And understanding what you're looking for in your home. This is one of my favorite workshops to do, and I've only done it a few times, is called Dream Your Green Home. And we actually go through a process of prioritizing what you want your home to be. How do you want it to feel? What kind of place do you want it to be? Do you want it to be a gathering hub for all the family and the kids, or do you want it to be your tranquil getaway, or both? You know, maybe you have different rooms that do different things. And once you identify the things that are most important to you about how your home feels, then you can attach, how does that work? And once you have those benefits, then you can tell your builder, your remodeler, or your realtor, hey, these are the things that are super important to me, but I need to make sure these are prioritized in my home search or where I'm right. building or remodeling.
Right.
That's the part I think we just have lost out of the conversation.
I totally agree. Trying to relate, you know, these really cool homes into how they impact you or how you want them to impact you. You know, there's people out, there are many families out there who have children who have allergies, severe allergies,
yeah.
and they want to make sure that the home has certain materials and, you know, zero off gassing and things that are just better for their way of life. And so, you know, there's a lot of millennials out there that love every single smart tech gadget possible. You know, why not make sure
that's part of
their life? Yeah, I like them. But, you know, make sure that they're part of your life. And how do you do that? And how do you make sure that people know that these are real options? We're working on it.
So great question, though. How does Viva Green Homes help them, help people that are looking for homes, help them find it?
We do actually have a number of ways. Like I said, we have this really cool, one of our many cool search features, which you can search by homes on what your preference is. Again, cost-saving, renewable, natural, healthy, smart homes. So we have that kind of cool little search feature. One of the other things that I really like to talk about, it's not always the prettiest conversation, but people in the world need to understand that there's such a thing called greenwashing. And this is where we get into that trouble of people who are overly promoting certain products or entire homes. And
claims.
Yeah, the claims are not totally to maybe what other people might think that they are. You know, they're not totally up to the same standards. You know, as I always like to say, you know, your definition of energy efficient is probably different than my definition of energy efficient. Yeah. And so to say that this home blankly is just energy efficient without actually providing a much more detailed information about how so, it can make consumers distrust information. And I don't like that. You know, I really want to make sure people have great information, make better decisions. So one of the things we do, one of the very first products that I created was called the Viva Green Score. And this is applied to every single listing that has an eco energy efficient smart technology to it that's also not third party certified. So the homes that already have a LEED certification or Energy Star certification or HERS score even, you know, those homes have already gone through a process.
Right. Great. Those are third party independently verified processes.
Exactly.
That's important for people to understand.
It's very important to understand that. But there's a lot of homes out there that haven't gone through that process.
Right.
And they've done some cool things. They haven't gone through that process. So do we just exclude them? Do we just rely on, you know, hopefully not a greenwash claim about them? How do we figure out a way to include those homes? And so the Viva Green Score was the very first thing that I created because it actually related directly to my property. That's why I thought of this. I didn't go through a LEED certification. In fact, when I renovated my home, there wasn't a LEED for home certification right. available. So yeah. Couldn't do it. And then plus renovations are a little bit different. That was the effort, is to make sure that homes can be more included and to also discourage that unsavory conversation of greenwashing and things like that. So how do we do that? So the Viva Green score is applied of a 1 to 5 stars for all the home listings that don't have the third party verified certification or scoring already. And so this helps consumers understand better, what are the real benefits to this home? You know, is it 1 star, which might just be sufficient enough? Maybe right. they're just happy to have more energy efficient windows, better heating and cooling systems. Or maybe some people really want to live all the way off grid, you know, and they just want to just go all the way out there. And, you know, we're talking 5 stars there. So, you know, it's really a range because some people want certain, you know, a different right. type of house. That was one of the first efforts.
Absolutely love that, because there is this huge gap between people that have done a lot, but they have no way of validating it. There is a green appraisal form that the Appraisal Institute has put out, but so many appraisers don't know how to use it or don't know about it, or there's a lack of appraisers. And even then, you know, they've got to go through and see it. So having this score to help validate what's in these homes is great. I think that's awesome. Just so everybody understands that's listening to this podcast, there's actual listings, a whole bunch of listings of homes that have either your certification, the Viva Green Home certification, or one of the third party certifications on them. And then what else is in the Viva Green Homes database?
In our database, well, we've had approximately 10,000 listings on our site. Okay. And these are, you know, exclusively talking about eco, energy efficient, and smart homes across the country, and even some international ones. That's pretty amazing already. But what we're also doing is adding in on each individual listing other information. We work with a lot of partners to include information about solar installation. This home might not have solar on it yet, but if you were to buy this home and you were to put solar on it, how much of a difference might that make? What are your cost savings? And, you know, I work with partners who provide solar system ratings. So you're a seller, you're on the other side of the coin here, and you're looking at selling your home, and you've got a solar system that you've installed. And guess what? It's really hard to present a tangible value to buyers, not just your utility cost savings, but how much value are you adding to the home itself by having this system installed? And so some of my partners, Sylvania Labs, for example, they work with us to provide these for home listings and for marketing and agents, and agents love it. It's very helpful for lenders who also are not too keen on adding in the solar system into the loan. Having these market valuations in general are great.
So that makes so much sense. Okay, let's take a quick pause. That was a lot of information, and we'll pause for a break and we'll be right back.
There are many logos that you can look at around you on your mobile device, your drive home, inside the boob tube, and thousands of other places. Only one conjures the answer, however, to the question, who you gonna call? In 1984, Ivan Reitman directed a special little feature film exploring the paranormal, the normal, and the comedic inside the city of New York. It was called Ghostbusters. It was deliberate. It was fun. It continues to receive stellar reviews even now 30 years later, and is the seed for many new efforts that feature the moniker Ghostbusters. How did the original win hearts? What do you think of the original 1984 romp that talks about a gatekeeper, a keymaster, a destructor, and the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man? Check out the perspective review of Ghostbusters 1984, directed by Ivan Reitman. PerspectiveReviews.com. That's PerspectiveReviews.com.
The Two Guys Talking Podcast Bug, a truly original autonomous mobile recording solution. Get bit by the podcast bug. www.podcastbug.com.
Hey, we're back on the Green Gab, Gabbing with Carrie of Viva Green Homes. I love saying that. It makes me happy. Viva!
Yay!
Do you have so many amazing stories? We're not going to get them all in today, so I guess you're going to have to come back and do another podcast.
That sounds great.
You mentioned when we were off on our break that you guys had a chance to go out to Denver, and I'm so jealous I didn't get to go, but for a specific event, you want to tell us a little more about it?
Yeah, I really had the pleasure this past year to go out to Denver as a friend-level national sponsor to the Department of Energy's Solar Decathlon. It was just an amazing experience. And one of the things, besides all the amazing houses and the enthusiastic college students from all around the world that put these homes together. I don't know how they did it. It's just incredible. And they shipped them there. One of the things that I just felt totally inspired by was finding the way to implement all these cool things that they're doing into the platform of Viva Green Homes so that I can show others in a simplistic way that these homes are meant for them. That these aren't just homes for the future. I hope that they're homes for now. And how do we do that? How do we transform these cool technologies into real options for people? That was just an incredible experience. And I worked with an amazing group of people at Energetics and the Department of Energy to go to this event and help sponsor it.
For y'all that have not heard of Solar Decathlon, it is a competition between different teams of college students that build a home that's completely off the grid, right? Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
But my alma mater, Washington University, had a team out there. And it was just so exciting to see a team from my alma mater out there just rocking it out and doing amazing stuff. And I so wished I could have seen it in person.
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things about why. I mean, you want to talk about innovation, right? We're talking about hydroponics on the walls that filter down into fish tanks. Yeah. In the floors of your home. We're talking about movable walls that allow for people to have better options and energy efficiency in their homes so they don't have to cool these much larger homes, but they can move homes and walls around so they can be more efficient with space. They have this one really cool thing I think everybody in the room just kind of gasped when they saw this. You know, there was a home that actually had this drying rack that came down from the ceiling in the kitchen that you put your food on to go back up into the attic to dehydrate, you know, using the natural heat within the attic to dehydrate food. And everybody says, wow, that's really different.
That is definitely better.
I don't know if everybody's going to do that, but there are really cool things happening in this world. And how do we bring them to everybody?
Working on it together here.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll post the link to Solar Decathlon on the show notes, because if y'all get a chance, go look at the pictures and the videos for these homes. They are very, very cool. There's some other programs out there that are doing similar things. But Solar Decathlon's been around a long time. And I know a couple of people that went out and judged and just said it was amazing. In fact, some past podcast guests were out judging. So there you go. But I can't imagine how fun that must have been to be on site. When it is this, it's every year, right?
Every few years. I don't know if they do it really steadily biannually, or it takes a while for these homes to get going. I mean,
there's a lot in them.
There's a lot in them, and teams bring them from outside the country even. So these are huge projects.
Very amazing. Well, you said there was one other thing you wanted to make sure you got a chance to talk about too. So I won't steal your thunder.
Well, I mean, you know, I could talk for a long time. I love it. You know,
both of us could do that.
I know. I love to talk about, you know, everybody is so fascinated with Tesla. I love Tesla. In fact, I was one of their first kind of early adopters, in so much as, you know, I was like, okay, this is the future. Let's go ahead and do this. When I look at Viva Green Homes, I want to explain to people how groundbreaking we're trying to be. Tesla came into this multi-billion dollar car industry and said, hey, we're just going to have electric vehicles. Yeah, okay, right. Right? I mean, electric vehicles are totally different than a gas guzzling car. I mean, especially at that time when these big Hummers were getting very popular, they require a total different standard of knowledge to use them, batteries to power them, chargers to continue to drive them. Yep. You know, we have a whole different set of systems had to come along, and innovation had to come along to support this initial concept of electric vehicles. Viva Green Homes understands that, no, we're not inventing the electric vehicle type-esque home. Other people are doing that. But how do we make sure that we can support them in doing that? So we are sort of the support system, I feel, to make sure that we can take these homes that you see in Solar Decathlon and make them spread and make them have other adopters to them. I like to call myself a little bit like a Tesla car. I'm kind of going into this multi-billion dollar real estate industry and saying, you know, I am really specific. I am really focused in on data and this information about new technologies and sustainability. How can I break the mold? And how do we do that? So we're trying.
I mean, you're not trying. I think in the words of Yoda, do or do not. I got to get that quote down from Yoda. No try, do or do not. But anyway, I think y'all are definitely doing. So
great.
That's a good thing. And that has been the true blessing of this podcast, is that I've had the opportunity to bring so many people to the forefront and to put them out on the internet and talk about what they are doing and how they are impacting their communities and their industries. And sometimes just even the people around them, sometimes it's not even, you know, that huge of a number, but the impact is so intense. And all of these people matter. Everybody, this is my whole premise with my whole business, is if everybody does something, even just a little bit, it all adds up.
We don't
need a few people to do like a gabillion things. It's, you know, you add it up, we all make a difference. But understanding, you know, that you have a place to go, people, if you haven't thought about a green, sustainable, better home, and I love the word better because we're just emphasizing things that are already out there, yet you can have them and they don't have to cost you an arm and a leg. Some of these homes are gorgeous and they're luxury homes, and they are going to cost more because they're a luxury home. But I've helped build affordable homes for Habitat or for low-income housing tax credit projects. And it's totally doable. So they all count. Mm-hmm. It's scalable like anything else, right?
Yeah. Great point.
So as we get more and more homes that qualify, more and more of these homes are going to be able to go into Viva Green Homes. And we're going to be able to help people see, you are the royal we for you, right? But you're going to be able to help people see the value of these homes and how to find them for themselves so they can be a part of it.
Yep.
That's huge. We've got to get away from the three bedroom, two bathroom, 2,300 square foot mentality and realize that there's more to a house. It's kind of like our food, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more to what goes in your food than what you think. And now that we're paying attention, all kinds of things have started changing. I mean, think about it. Organic food was hard to find 10 years ago.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
But it is lunchtime.
It is lunchtime. I know. One of the things I'd like to share with people, giving them advice, I'm very fortunate in this past year to have been offered a position in working with the U.S. State Department and American embassies and talking at an international level with university students about sustainability and about female entrepreneurship. And one of the very first things I always start off with, and I want to share with your audience today, is that to just take a minute right now and start looking around your space. I mean, you look at your computer screen, you look at your phone, you look at the ceiling, the walls, if you're outside, what's around you, what are people wearing, what are people sitting on? And then also notice everything that you can't see. What about the air? What about the energy around you? All these things are so many millions and millions of things around you that interact with you every single day in every single way. How can those things be made more sustainable? Every single one of them can be made more sustainable. And so it opens up the opportunity for entrepreneurship in just an amazing way. You take that chair that you're sitting on and say, how can I make this chair more sustainable? How can I do, something with the clothing out there that's more sustainable? Everybody has their passion and everybody can find a way to become an entrepreneur if they'd like. Right. And they can do that through a sustainability path. And so I love talking about entrepreneurship and sustainability because the opportunities are truly endless and great people out there like Marla and others are doing their passion and doing it in a much more sustainable way. So it's always an amazing opportunity to talk to them and hear their stories too.
That's just a perfect way for us to close this out because there is a world full of abundance and there is an abundance of opportunity and there's an abundance of great ideas that we are putting out there and we're implementing and they are making a difference. I can't tell you how much I appreciate being connected with you. Been super excited that we've got more women in particular in the green and sustainability field that are really not only connecting, but also lifting each other up. So very grateful for that. I appreciate that.
Great.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to conclude this Green Gab episode today. We hope you will tune in to find us on Facebook Live. We will do a teaser for this. You can learn all about the Green Gab podcast at greengabpodcast.com or at greenhomecoach.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gab podcast and for joining us on our own personal green odyssey as we change the world one Green Gab podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. Links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.